Lift Him Up, November 13. Faith in the Atonement. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. When you begin to feel despondent, look unto Jesus and commune with Him. When you think your brethren misunderstand you, remember that Jesus, your elder brother, never makes a mistake. He will judge righteously. The words of Christ uttered in the great day of the feast have a wonderful meaning and power. He lifted up His voice and said, "If any man thirst, let him come unto Me and drink." We are not to be driven to Christ. It is our part to come, to make our own choice, and come to the fountain of life. Why should we not come to Christ? For in Him our hope of eternal life is centered. The lessons that have come to us through Christ are not oft-repeated maxims. They are full of vital thought. But it is our part to appropriate divine truth. The Apostle Paul exhorts us to lay hold on the hope set before us in the Gospel. By faith we are to appropriate the promises of God, and to provide ourselves with the abundant blessings which have been secured for us through Christ Jesus. Hope has been set before us, even the hope of eternal life. Nothing short of this blessing for us will satisfy our Redeemer. But it is our part to lay hold upon this hope by faith in Him who has promised. We may expect to suffer, for it is those who are partakers with Him in His sufferings who shall be partakers with Him in His glory. He has purchased forgiveness and immortality for the sinful, perishing souls of men. But it is our part to receive these gifts by faith. Believing in Him, we have this hope as an anchor of the soul, sure and steadfast. We are to understand that we may confidently expect God's favor not only in this world, but in the heavenly world, since He paid such a price for our salvation. Faith in the atonement and intercession of Christ will keep us steadfast and immovable amid the temptations that press upon us in the church militant. Let us contemplate the glorious hope that is set before us, and by faith lay hold upon it. We cannot find salvation in our own individual selves. We are to look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, and as we look, we live. How hard poor mortals strive to be sin-bearers for themselves and for others. But the only sin-bearer is Jesus Christ. He alone can be my substitute and sin-bearer. The forerunner of Christ exclaimed, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Then take your eyes off yourself and encourage hope and confidence in Christ. Let your hope not be centered in yourself, but in Him who has entered within the veil. Talk of the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.